We begin the current daven Sifam is daf Chav Gimel. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. And that is, there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding the following case. When there's a woman that's not only his sister, but it's also Ervas Bas Eishes Aviv, meaning it's his sister through a marriage, that his father married a woman and had a daughter. There's a machlekes regarding if someone has a relationship with that woman, if he's going to violate just one Isser, that's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's opinion, that of Achayscha, she's your sister, or according to Chacham, you actually violate two Isser. Because one pasuk says Achayscha, which is no matter how she's your sister, out of wedlock, through a marriage, no matter how your father had that daughter, that child, she's your sister. Now then when the pasuk then says in two pasukim later, Ervas bas eshes avicha, that there's another erva of your father's daughter through a wife, through marriage, that's adding on to that, because one would have it even without wedlock. When it's saying, even with that, that's a second Isser. Basically, Yehuda argues, and he says that no. It says in that pasuk, Achayscha, to say that the only erva you're going to be violating is that of Achayscha, of your sister. So then the Gemara asks, so according to him, why does it say, Ervas bas eshes avicha? What's being added on? There's no element over here of having this daughter through a marriage. If anyway, it's only going to be the erva of Achayscha. So the Gemara said, the reason why it says those words is to qualify the erva of Achayscha. It's only if it's eshes avicha, it's a woman, even out of wedlock, however, that's eligible, that's able to have a marriage with your father, and that would mean to exclude the case of akum or a shivcha. If he went and had relations with a non-Jewish woman or a maidservant, where their kedushin is not toifis, hence that daughter will not be your sister, and that's what's being qualified by chayscha, that it has to be bas eshes aviv, it has to be someone that is able to be the daughter of someone that could have married the father. Now the Gemara asked, how do you know? Maybe it's actually excluding an anusa, an out-of-wedlock situation, where there was no actual marriage. So this sister of yours is not actually a sister. It's actually, because since it's not bas eshes aviv, it's not through a marriage. And nothing more proved from Rava, that you see clearly that a daughter that a father has, even out-of-wedlock, is considered his daughter. Hence, it would be his son's sister. And therefore, that's not what could be excluded. That's why Gemara continues on the Tabach of Gimel and Aleph, that the Ema, let's say, it's not excluding just a shivcha and an avodas kachavim. Prat l'chiyuv alavim, maybe it's coming to exclude regarding someone that is a negative prohibition. That is, if let's say his father married a mamzeres, an illegitimate child, which was a girl that grew into a woman, and then from that union with the mamzeres, he had a daughter. Let's say that's what the pasuk is qualifying, that this is not bas eshes avicha. Hence, she wouldn't be your sister because, as the Gemara is asking in its question, is saying that let's say that Kedushin is not typhus, there is no legitimate marriage with a woman that's a mamzeres. And maybe that's what it's excluding, not just regarding a Vaidas Kachavim or a Shifcha, maybe with a woman that's a negative prohibition, like a mamzeres, to have a relationship, even if you, quote, get married, it's not a real marriage, and therefore the daughter will not be his sister. That or Rapapa, he says, no, Chiv Alav and Tasa B'Kedushin. Kedushin is Taifas halachically, although you're violating a negative prohibition of having a relationship with a mamzeres, but it is considered a marriage, and hence it would be Bas Eishas Avicha, and therefore such a daughter would be his sister. The Chesubak says a pasuk in the Varm, it says, Kisiyena le'ish dey nashim. It says that if there will be for a man two women, Ha'achas Ha'huva v'ha'achas Snua. One will be the beloved one, one will be the hated one, and it talks about there the halachas of Bechayr, that you can't choose to move the beloved one over the hated one. Now, the question that the Gemara asks is there one of these women that's beloved in front of Hashem, and there's one that's hated in front of Hashem? In other words, what did the Torah find fit to mention this? In other words, even if this husband loved one of the wives and hated one of the wives, the halachas of Bechayra will not change based on that. And that's obvious that if this guy hates the woman, Hashem doesn't hate the woman, so why would we entertain to say, oh, you should just know, the halachas of the firstborn will not be given preface to the loved wife, and if the oldest one comes from the hated one, it's going to go to that one. That's pretty obvious. So what is it mentioning, one's beloved, one's hated? Elahuva huva ben nisu'eha. It means that the Torah recognizes the hatred of one of them, meaning she's hated in her marriage. That she's beloved in her marriage. And Snubin said, the one that's hated is hated in the marriage. What that means is that it was a marriage through a violation of an Isser. And yet, still Vam Rachmana, Ki Siyana, still you see the Torah says that if it will be, and the term Siyana comes from the word Havai, which always connotes that that has context, that it is something that's capable of having a marriage. as I said, that she gets married to someone else, and therefore you see that even a hated marriage, which means that there is a violation of a love, is still considered kisiyana, and therefore you can't say that it's kedusha not taif, is to say that that's the daughter that's being excluded from basteishes of. The Gemara still asks, fine. So we're not going to exclude the daughter of Chiva Lavin, but the Ema, let's say that this bas eishes avicha is prat, is coming to exclude the Chiva Krisis, to those relationships that would be a punishment of karas, which is, let's say, that we're qualifying this lav of achaisa. We said that the prohibition of a sister is excluding something when it says bas eishes avicha. It has to be someone that is kedushin typhus. Now, the halacha is that a father, if he has a marriage with someone that is a punishment of karas, there also there's no kedushin typhus. As Gemara learns from Achais Isha, where there's karas, and the pasuk says over the leisikach, that means to say that there is no lekuchin, as the Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. And therefore, the question is, how do you know that bas eishes avicha is coming to exclude only avodas kechavim or shivcha? Maybe it's also excluding a chiyuv krisis, where there's also not going to be kedushin typhus, and hence maybe this girl is not going to be his sister, and that's what is qualifying, and even that should be excluded from the halachas of the erev avachaisa. I think Gemara says, Amar Rabbi says no, because Amar Kredah Pasik says in Meikra, Erva Sachoischa, the Erva of your sister, Basavicha oi Basimecha, the daughter of your father or the daughter of your sister, Meledis Bais oi Meledis Chutz, whether she's born in the house or born outside. Now, what does that mean? So the drush is, Bein Shoimeloi Lavicha Kayim, whether they tell your father, keep her, meaning she could stay in the house. Whether they tell you to send that mother out, take that family out of your family, meaning to say that it's a prohibition to stay married to her, which is an element of chiyuv krisis. And yet, still the Torah says after, that she's your sister. So you see that even a marriage where they tell you to get rid of them, you can't, there's no such kiddush, and you're not even married to her, still we see that that child is considered achis rehi. If it was such a union, still she's considered your sister. So the Gemara says, if so, se'ema, then we should say the drasha as follows. Bein shem aloy avicha kaim, whether they tell your father to maintain this relationship. Bein shem aloy avicha hait, say whether they tell you to get rid of her. V'am rachman achayis chen, the Torah says that she's your sister. Maybe we should say l'rabas achayis mishivcha v'yivayis kecham. So go even further. So it's not taifis, the kedushin. But still you're not excluding it from bas eishes avicha, because although you can't have ishes with such a relationship, but the Torah is coming to include from Meledes Chutz that she's still your sister. Well, then if that's the case, so then the Shivcha and Bris Kechavim, who also can't have ishes, should still be included from Meledes Chutz, that even though they tell you to get rid of her, but the daughter will be your sister. That the Gemara says, no, Amakur, the Pasuk says over there, Baseishes Avicha, as we quoted before, the daughter of your father's wife, which means that there was a marriage. Misha Yeshla Ishes La Avicha Ba. Only that type of a woman where your father could have marriage to, that's prat, like we said, lachaisim et shivcha v'etz kechavim. That definitely excludes a shivcha and a v'etz kechavim, a non-Jewish woman, where there cannot be any marriage. So the Gemara says, Omaru Isa. So where do you find to make this division? Both of them, kedushin is not typhus. And both of them should be included of meledes chutz. So how from meledes chutz are we included only chiv, krisis, and those things that kedushin is not typhus? But a shivcha of it's kechavim that you're excluding from bas eishes avicha. So the Gemara says mistab. It's logical to say chiyuv krisis havli l'rabbis, that this that we're coming to include from a meledes chutz, that it will be achayischa, will be your sister, makes sense to be that we're including only chiyuv krisis. The reason is shekein tamsi ben kedushin la'alma. She is a woman that's eligible to get married in the Jewish people, just not to him, because either she's her. It's his mother, it's his sister, it's his daughter, whatever it is, that's a chiva krisis that you cannot have a relationship with. But regarding the Jewish people, she is someone that kedushin is typhus. Therefore, she's the one that makes sense to be included from meledes chutz. But bas eishes av, that's excluding something that is not eligible for marriage, is told by the shechem mitzikram that's not eligible to marriage to any Jewish person. Now that thing where it says, wait a second, I could tell you logic the other way. Other rabbi, to the contrary. Shivcha v'avodas kechavim have leil rabbis. We should actually include the shivcha and the avodas kechavim. Why? Because de'i megayra, because if she converts, she becomes a Jewess, l'didei nami tasa b'kedushin. She's even better than the karas, because then she'll even be eligible to get married to him himself. Because when she becomes a geyeris, then she's not forbidden, she's not a avodas kechavim, and she's not a shivcha anymore. So actually, maybe say the daughter of that union is included from meledes chutz, because she's actually almost more eligible than the chiyuv krisis, because the Chiv HaKrisis will never be eligible to him, even though she is for other Jewish people. So maybe she, it's her daughter that's being included from Aled Deschutz, and actually we should exclude Chiv HaKrisis from Bas Eishes Aviv. The Gemara says no, because L'chi Megayra, this that you're saying she's better off when she converts, that she could even then get married to this guy himself, Guf Achrinahi, she's a different person. As we mentioned on the previous daf, a ger that's Megayra is a Katan Shanel Dami. She's considered like somebody else. So therefore, that's not an idea to say that, oh, when she converts, that therefore she's almost better off and her daughter should be considered his sister, because that's like two different people, and therefore it's not a right to now, when she's a Betzke Chav Mor Shifcha, to say that she should be included in Achrisra. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion from the previous daf, and that is, we were speaking about this Machlekes, which we were finishing discussing, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's interpretation of Bas Eishes Avicha, which is qualifying Achrisrahi. So the Gemara asks now, Rabban, according to Rabbanan, that they don't have these words of Bas Eishes Avicha as a qualification of Achrisrahi, because as we learned on the previous daf, they actually learned that as a second lav to Achrisra, there's one lav of Achrisra, and an additional lav when she's your sister through marriage. So where do they have this halacha that the daughter of a shivcha or avetz kechavim is not going to be his sister? How do they know that if they can't learn it out from this source that we just brought from Yisrael Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Nafkalu, they learned it out from a different pasuk. Meha isha viladeha tila deineha, which it says in the pasuk regarding a shivcha kananis, that is, let's say someone has an eved ivri, a male a Jewish servant, where he can have, if he's single, have relations with the maid servant. It says that the woman and her children belong to the owner, which means to say that it's not his own children, which means to say it goes after the shivcha. Hence, if this Jewish man has any children, has a son, that girl is not going to be his sister. And that's the source that you see, this halacha, that it's not achrischa. Now, however, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he requires both psukim. Chad b'shivcha, one's, you need a source for shivcha, that's the pasuk of Isha v'ladeh, but you need v'chad b'vetzikachav, you need another pasuk, which is the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha, to exclude the daughter of an idol of a non-Jewish woman. And as the Gemara says, Betzricha, you need both of them. Diash min shivcha, if we only would say shivcha, that a maidservant, the children that they have together belongs to her and it's not his child, hence his son, it's not going to be his sister. That's mishum de'in lochayis. There's no yichus, there's no lineage to a maidservant, two servants. And that's because, like it says in the pasuk, when Avraham Avinu said regarding Eliezer, who was his Eved Kanani, his servant, says the Levim Imhachamar, with the donkey, which the Gemara darshans elsewhere, Am Hadoim Lechamar, that the slaves are like a nation that's similar to donkeys. In other words, they don't have lineage, ancestry. So therefore, over there is where we would say that, look, that's something of a relationship where it's not going to be he's the father because they don't have relationships whatsoever. That stands in contrast to non-Jewish people, that there they do have yichus based on their father, as Rashi brings from Melachim Beis, where it says Baladin ben Baladin, Hadrimin ben Tavrimin, it says the yichus that they have, that they're the son of somebody. And therefore, Avedis kechavim des lachayis emaloi, but regarding a non-Jewish woman, where there is ancestry, there is relationships, maybe there we would say that it would be considered his son. Therefore, we have to say also the pasuk of Avedis kechavim, which was the qualification according to Bais Yehuda of Bas Eishes Avicha. V'yash min Avedis kechavim, had we only had the pasuk by the child they have from a non-Jewish woman, that you could say the other way around. Mishum delei she'echav mitzvahs. They don't have any of the mitzvahs besides the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. But regarding a maidservant where she has the mitzvahs, meaning every mitzvah that a woman is obligated in, an eved, and so to a shivcha, an obligated, as the Gemara Masechet Chagiga learns from Isha. There may be a malai, maybe we would say that that child is not excluded from being your sister, because somewhat it is like a Jewish person, this shivcha. Maybe the child should be considered the husband's child to make the son, that this girl should be his sister. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds. You need to have both limudim because you wouldn't know one from the other to say that each one would not be considered his child, that it shouldn't be his son's sister. Now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so Rabbanan, so Ashkechan Shifcha, the only thing they brought for us so far was the pasuk by Shifcha of a Isha v'ladeh tila dineh, that is not considered his son but rather her son. But Avetz kechav min alahu, but regarding a non-Jewish woman, how do we know that daughter that he has from that union is not going to be considered his daughter and rather only her daughter? So now the Gemara says, "Vechitim in the Elf Meshivcha." And if you're going to say, "Oh, we learned that from Meshivcha," but Hanu Metzach Tzricha, we just pointed out according to Rabbi Yehuda that you can't learn one from the other. Maybe Shivcha is different because they don't have Yichas, whereas by Vitz Kachav, maybe there is Yichas, and it would be considered his child. Now that the Gemara answers, "Am Rabbi Yechim Shemeshim Ben Yoichi," he says that the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. Now before that pasuk, it says, "Bitcha Leisit Lebnai." It says your daughter shouldn't give to his son, the son of the idol worshippers. And his daughter you shouldn't take for your son. Basically prohibiting intermarriage. But it says it both regarding not having your son marry his daughter and not having his daughter marry your son. So on that, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Omakra, the pasuk after that says in Devarim, says, Ki yasser es bincha me'achre. Now the reason why the intermarriage is going to be a problem is because he's going to remove your son. Hashem is saying he's going to remove your son from following after me. Now the diuk is, from the fact that it doesn't say kisasa because she's going to remove, from that you can infer that that it's going on the words bitchali sitin libnoi. It says in this, it says in the male, it says kiyasa is bintchi, he's going to remove your son. That means to say your daughter shouldn't marry his son, because what happens then is going to be that the child your daughter is going to have from him, that her husband is going to remove your son from following after me. But regarding the other part of that pasuk that says "Bita lisikach levnecha," but his daughter, the idol worshipper's daughter, you shouldn't take for your son. On that, it's not going back, and because the pasuk doesn't say, "Oh, because kisaser es bincha," because then she, meaning the daughter of the idol worshipper who your son married, is going to remove your grandchild away from me. It doesn't say that. It says only in the male. So in the Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai says what you see from the pasuk is that bincha, your son from an idol worshipper, which was given birth to from Yisraelis, from a Jewish girl, meaning your daughter, that's Kari Bincha, that's called your son. But Ve'im Bincha, Bom and Abiz Kechavim, Kari Bincha. But your son that's born to you as a grandchild from your son, but his wife is a non-Jewish woman, that's not called Bincha, Elibana, rather that's called her son. And that's why the Pasuk only forewarns and says the problem with intermarriage is that your grandchildren are not going to be Jewish anymore. It only says kiyasa because he, the father, the non-Jewish element over here, is going to remove your grandchild. Why doesn't it say kisaser? Because that's not bincha. That's going to be actually her son, because once the mother is not Jewish, the child is not even Jewish, so therefore it's not like removing him from Yiddishkeit, because he's not even a Jew, and that's the source, according to the Chachamim. Besides Shivcha, which we have from Tila de Neha, we have over here from this pasuk that you see kiyaser, that it's only your daughter's child, even from an idol-worshipping son, a husband, that's going to be your grandchild. But regarding when the mother is non-Jewish, it's not going to be your son, rather her son. Now, Amar Avin, Ravina says, Shema Mino, but you could infer from this, from the fact that the pasuk says, Ki Yasser es Bincha, because him, the father, the non-Jewish father, is going to remove your son, the Jewish son, and we said it's talking about a son that's born to your daughter from an idol-worshipper, so obviously, Ben Bitcha Habom and Oibit Kechavim Kar Bincha. Obviously, that your daughter's son, although she had this through a union with a non-Jew, is called your son. Now, that the Gemara says, Lemiksev Ravina. Let's say what Ravina is coming to say is that Oibit Kechavim Ve'Evet Habom Bas Yisrael, that a non-Jewish man or a slave that had relations with a Jewish woman, Havlat Kasher, that the child is kosher. Now, this is a machlekes later on, Perkachil, Saf Memhei Yemet Alf. It would seem from the way Ravina is talking that he holds that means it's called bincha. It's a legitimate Jewish child. So another Gemara says no, because Nehida Mams Lehav, you're right. From bincha, we see that it's not considered an illegitimate child, but kosher Nam Lehav. No one said that he's a full fledged kosher child, because Yisrael Psul Mikri actually is called an invalid Yisrael. And therefore, it's not a raya regarding that machlekes. You're right, it's not a mamzer, but it's not a raya that it's going to be kosher. But now the Gemara asks on this limud of the Chachamim, Hai b'shiva umayis ksiv. This halacha that you're coming to exclude that the daughter of a non-Jewish woman is not your daughter, hence it's not your son's sister, rather it's her daughter, that's actually written by the seven nations of an Eretz Canaan, and therefore maybe there we say that it's not your child. Who said regarding any other non-Jewish woman that the child's like her and not like you? So that the Gemara answers, because it says in the pasuk ki yasser. It says because him, the father, will remove your child. The rabbis, kol ha'masim, that comes to include any nation that they're going to remove your child. Any non-Jewish person is going to be a problem for the Jewish child, and they'll remove him from Yiddishkeit. And therefore we see it's not necessarily talking about just the Shiva Umayis, it's coming to include all the nations. But that the Gemara asks on that answer, Hanichel Reb Shimon, that would only work well according to Reb Shimon. And that's because Reb Shimon is on record the Darish time of the Kra. He expounds the reasoning and he makes halachic differences based on the reasoning of the Pasuk. That is, the Gemara brings him Sech Debav Metziah Daf Kaf Tes Vav Med Alef, where it talks about an almana, a widow, that's poor. There Reb Shimon says the halacha is that you cannot be memashken her. You cannot take collateral from her. But he says, a wealthy woman, even though she's a widow, you could take collateral from her. The reason is, because a wealthy woman, you're not going to have to return the collateral to her. And hence, when you come at nighttime to return it, no one's going to be saying, hey, there's a widow, she doesn't have a husband, this man comes every single night, and what's going on over here? So that's because Reb Shimon darshens the pasuk. When the pasuk says, Le'sachbol beged almana, you should not take collateral, a garment from a widow, that's because, he says, you know why? Because you're going to give her a bad reputation. Now, therefore, he says, that doesn't apply to a wealthy widow, and hence, actually, there the halacha from the pasuk would not apply, and you could take collateral from a wealthy widow. Again, that's only because he's expounding what the reasoning of the pasuk is. Now, therefore, according to Reb Shimon over here, this teretz of the Gemara would make sense, because had the pasuk not said a reason why intermarriage is a problem, we ourselves would have darshened the reason, meaning those who hold like Reb Shimon, that the reason why you can't have intermarriage is because then the father, who's non-Jewish, will remove your son, your grandson, who is from your daughter, who is Jewish. And therefore, we didn't need the pasuk to say the reason because we always make reasons according to Reb Shimon. Hence, the pasuk is actually in extra words when it says, ki yasser. That makes sense. That why is it extra? To tell you that anyone that will remove your grandson from Judaism means to say even from the other nations. However, the Rabbanan and Allahu, but according to the Rabbanan, from where would you know this? In other words, according to the Rabbanan, actually you need the pasuk to say the reason of ki yasser to tell you, because that's exactly only by the seven nations of Eretz Canaan. And it would be excluding the other nations that it would not apply. Because actually, as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, that other idol worshippers, other nations of the world, are not the same as those in Eretz Yisrael, because they're not real idol worshippers. It's just what's called Minig HaBasim Yudein. They just do what their fathers did, what their fathers did, but they have no clue what they're doing. They don't understand. They're not full-fledged idol worshippers. And hence, the Pasuk would not be including them. Actually, it would be excluding them, because Ki Yasser, of the father removing the child from Judaism to idol worshipping, actually is only by the Shivas Umais. And therefore, how would we know the other nations in the world? As Rashi says, we find a similar explanation, the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chafal from Ad Alf, where the Pasuk says, Lo Yarbo Lo Nashim, he shouldn't have too many women, V'liyasa Levava, and they shouldn't remove him from Yiddishkeit, where Reb Shimon says, Lo Yasser is extra words, because we would always say a reasoning why a man should not have too many women, without the Pasuk explaining the reason. So must be, it's coming to include something else. But according to the Rabban, who don't darshan time of the Kra, so here the Pasuk is saying the reasoning. But again, that's what the Gemara is asking. So according to Rabbanan, who they don't darshan time of the Kra, so the reason why the Pasuk is saying a reason is to say because that's the reason why it only applies to the Shivim Umais. But we wouldn't know that it's extra to say it includes the other nations. So the Gemara says you're right. But man tan the polygalev Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, who is it? Who are these chachom that argue Rabbi Yehuda, who we're discussing their opinion right here? That's Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon, and he could darshan and ki yasser to include kol ha'masirim, because he's of the opinion that we always know the reasons. We always expound it. If the Torah is saying a reason, must be it's coming to include something else, which says the ki yasser is any other nations that will remove your child from Yiddishkeit. And that's how we know that if it's the flip way, that if the mother is non-Jewish, that then from all the nations of the world, there won't be bincha, it will be only bina. And that's how we know that according to the Chachamim, that not only is shifcha, that the child will not be the man's daughter, hence not his son's sister, but even by Avodah Zarah. Now we continue with the Mishnah on Amud Beis, where the Mishnah continues on Halachas of Yibum. Mishnah says, Mishakidis achas mishteachoyes. Mishnah says as follows, and these are going to be intricate cases of confusion in Halacha about who is married to who. Mishnah says, Mishakidis achas mishteachoyes, someone that is engaged to one of two sisters, but ve'eni de'ez men kiddush, he doesn't know which one he got engaged to. Now that the halacha is, so he's forbidden to both of them. Because each one you could say that maybe it's not your wife. Now, and if it's not your wife, it's problematic because that means it's your wife's sister, because we're talking about two sisters. So therefore the Mishnah says, Nisin get lazu, but get lazu, you have to give a divorce document to each one because you don't know which is the one you're married to. Mace, if he dies, v'loy ach echad, and he has one brother. So chayel sashen, he has to chalitza to either one if his brother died without any children. Obviously he died without any children because he couldn't marry any one of them. Now, the reason he has to chalitza to both is because he doesn't know which one is the true Yavama. Now, moreover, Rashi says he can't do chalitza to one and then do yibum to the other one, because that will make the other one achis chalum tzasai. Now, rabbinically, that's a problem almost like achis ishtai. Doing chalitza to a woman is almost makes some type of relationship over there with the bond of the zika. And rabbinically, the achis chalutza, the sister of the chalutza, is going to make the other one forbidden as long as that chalutza is still alive, like the halacha of achis ishtai. Now, to do yibum first, that also you can't do, because maybe this is not yavama. And if it's not yavama, so that means to say the other woman, the sister, is the yavama, that makes this one the achis kakasai, which again is somewhat like his wife, and that would be a problem, because then you're going to be having a relationship by yibum, almost like an achis ishtai. So therefore, what you have to do is the brother has to do chalitza to both of them. But if you had two brothers, so then the Mishnah says, echad chalitz, one first does chalitza to one of the sisters. Again, we're not sure who is the real wife. Then the echad, then the second brother, if he wants to be miyabim the second one, then miyabim, then he could do yibim to the second sister. And the reason is because we're not sure which one's the real yavama. If this second one, that this second brother is going to do yibim, if she's the real yavama, then fine, she's doing yibim to the right one. And if it's the sister of the yavama, he's not encountering achayisa kukasai, because the first brother already removed that zika through the chalitza that he did to the first one, and hence, that is only a problem of achayis chalutzasai to him who did the chalitza, but the other brothers, it retroactively removes the zika at all, and it was like it was never achayisa kukasai, and therefore it's not achayis chalutzasai, it's not his chalutza, it's his brother's chalutza, and therefore he could go ahead and do yibim to the second one, the manav shach. Now the Mishnah tells us, if kodmu b'kansu, if they didn't ask Bezdin, and right away there were these two women, and they said amongst each other, said, look, our brother was married to one of these women. You marry one, and I'll marry the other one. Whichever one is will get the Yavama, and the other one is having the sister, which is not a problem. So that the Mishnah says, in such a case, imitzi miyadam. Then Bezdin does not make them divorce these women. And the reason is because each one could say, I married appropriately. And that is, I married the Yavama. And he says, I married the Yavama. Now, even if it's the other way around, meaning that if it was that the first one did Yibum first, and the one that he did to was actually Achesa Kukasa, meaning someone got married first. And if really the Yavama was not that one, it was actually the other one, hence he was violating an Issa of marrying Achesa Kukasa, so Rashi says, you're right. That moment that he went and he married her, so definitely he was violating an Issa of Achesa Kukasa. But the thing why we don't make them get divorced is because the moment his second brother goes ahead and does yibum to the second one, which essentially in that case would be the real Yavama, so then retroactively that went and removes the Zika, and hence it's not a Chesek Okasa anymore. So either way, after the fact, although initially we don't let them both to get married, because that means the first one that's doing the marriage is going to be encountering a Chesek Okasa, but after the fact, we say either way, even if there was a violation over here, and since we don't know which one it was, so we say that, anyways, now that Isser is removed, it's not Echaisa Kukasa anymore once the brother does yibim to the other one, and therefore they can stay married. Now the Mishnah says a different case. Let's say we have Shnaim. So up until now we're talking about one man. Now let's say there's two people, unrelated. Shekitra Shtei Achayis, who they marry two sisters. But the problem is, Zein Yedea Eza Kiddush, this guy doesn't know which one of the two sisters he married. Vizein Yedea Eza Kiddush, and this one doesn't know which one of the two sisters. They looked alike, and he thought he got engaged, and he got engaged, and now they don't know which one was the one that either one did Kiddushin to. So that the Mishnah says, Zein Noishin Shnei Gittin, this one has to give two divorce documents, but Zein Noishin Shnei Gittin, and he has to give two Gittin. Meisui, if they die, now, Lezeach or Lezeach, if let's say each one has one brother, so Zecha Etzushtein, but Zecha Etzushtein, each one has to do chalitza to both of them. And the reason is because each one of them is forbidden for each one of the brothers to do yibum to, because maybe it's a chesu kukasa. We don't know which one's the real wife. And since they're sisters, each brother has the problem that the other one has from these two unrelated people, that you can't do yibum to any one of them because maybe it's really the sister of the real Yavama. So you have to do chalitza to both. Now the Mishnah says, if lezeachad ulezeachnayim, let's say one of these men, again, which we don't know which one of the sisters they got married to, one of them has one brother, one of them has two brothers, sahayachad chayis l'shtein. So the one has one brother, he has to do chalitza to both of them, as we explained before, because he can't do yibum to either one of them. Not before he does chalitza, because before he does chalitza, maybe this is achayis kukasai, and neither can he do yibum to the other one after he does chalitza, because that will be achayis chalutzasai. So therefore, since it's us of him to do yibum, so as Rashi explains, as the Gemara will illustrate, So he goes first. The one man that has the single brother, he goes and does chalitza to both of them first. And the reason why he does that is because it will help for the second half of the case regarding the other man has two brothers, so that now, whichever was possibly the yavama, which one of them was the yavama of his brother, will not be a yavama anymore. She'll be released by the chalitza, and there won't be a violation of yavama l'shuk. Because that's where it comes to the second half of the case. But vashnayim, the two brothers of that other man, then echad chalitz, one of them first does chalitza to one of these women, which will then remove the zika from his brother. And therefore, if this is the yavama, so that's going to be permitting the second brother, miman of shach. And then ve'echad miyabim, then the other brother could do yibim. And that is because, regarding the second brother, if the one he's going to do yibim to is the yavama, so okay. And if it's the sister of the yavama, that's also okay, because his first brother went and did chalitza to the first sister, which removed the zika. So be that as it may, either way, the second brother could do yibim. Now, kadmu b'kansu, if both of them went and they got married to both sisters, so as we said in the reisha, imitzim yadam, we don't remove them, because either way, that each one could say that he really married the right yavama. And even if one of them didn't, and he got married first, it was really a chesed kukase, but once the other brother does yibim, it will remove the iser of a chesed kukase. Now, the Mishnah continues, if these two men who got married to one of the two sisters, Lezeshnaim or Lezeshnaim, this one has two brothers and this one has two brothers, then the case is Achiv Shalzeh Chayitz La'achas. Again, the first brother of each pair has to first do chalitza to one of the women. V'Achiv Shalzeh Chayitz La'achas, and the first brother of the other man does chalitza to one of the women. Then Achiv Shalzeh Miyam Chalotzaseh Shalzeh. Now, one of the brothers, meaning the second brother of the first pair, then does yibum to the chalitza that the other man had done to. And then the second brother of the second peer, he does yibum to the chalitza that the brother of the first peer had done to. As Rashi explained, miman of shach, this is going to work out. And that's because there's at least two variables that have to be covered, but both of them are covered in this case. And that is, this second brother of both peers, if this is his yavama, so that's okay. So he's marrying his yavama. And the reason is because his brother didn't do chalitza to this one. He only did it to her sister, which actually wasn't even the yavama at all and was like nothing. Now, if this second woman that he's being miyabim is not his yavama, that's also okay. It means to say that it's unrelated is because there's no problem of a chesed kukasai, because his brother already did chalitza to this sister who was the true yavama and thus removed the zika. Now, that's the first variable that we're always considering regarding the problem of a chesed kukasa, which you're not going to have. Either she's the yavama, or even if she's not the yavama, the first one was the yavama, and your brother removed the zika. And if you're going to be concerned about yavama l'shok, because maybe this woman actually is from the other man's relationship that was engaged to, that's also not a problem, because she already got chalitza from the brother of the husband from those other two people. As we said, that each one first does chalitza, then from the other peer does yibim to that one that already had chalitza. So either way, there's no problem of chesed kukasai, because his brother already did, even if the other one was the yavama, his brother did chalitza to that one. And if it's actually not even the wife of his brother, but rather from that other man's who married the other sister, it's also okay, because there's no problem of Yivam L'Shuk, because that other man had one of his brothers already did Chalitza. Now that the Mishnah concludes and says that Kod Mushnayim, that if, let's say, two brothers of one of the men went and Becholtzu, they went right away and did Chalitza to both these women. And they said, because we don't know which one's the Yavama, what are we supposed to do? So without asking any questions, they went and Chalitza did to both of them, just in case. Then lo yiyabmu hashnayim, then the two brothers of the other man should not go ahead and do yibum, this one to that one and that one to the other sister. And that is regarding the first one that gets married. There's a problem, because you could say that maybe this is achayisu kukasai. So although the first two brothers already did chalitza to both these women, now the brothers of the second pair are not allowed to go ahead and do yibum to both, because the first one's going to encounter chesed kukasai. Ela echad chaylitz, rather, the first one, he does chalitza to one of the women, and be'echad miyabim, and then one of them does yibim to the second one. As we said, miman avshach, either way you look at it, if it's his yavama, then it's okay, because he's getting the right woman. And if it's not his yavama, it's also not a problem of chesed kukasai, because his brother already did chalitza to who then is the true yavama. And also regarding the concern about Yavam Lashuk is also not a problem, because already the two brothers of the other man already did chalitza to both the women. Now the Mishnah says, however, that if Kodmu, if both the brothers went, these two brothers of the second man went for Kansu, and in spite of what we're saying that you shouldn't, they went and got married to both of them. After that, the two brothers of the first man did chalitza to both those women and they didn't ask Bezdin, then halacha is ein mitzin miyadam, then we do not remove them, we don't make them divorce those wives, as we explained, because the only thing that was here was a suffix, it was a doubt, if the first one they got married encountered a chesek or kasai when he first gets married. Because you could say that the first one that's getting married, you could say it's the Yavama and he was properly getting married. And the last one could also say that he married the non-Yavama. And again, so that would be a legitimate way that it worked out. And even if it really was the opposite way, the wrong way, where the first one did not get the Yavama, he got the Yavama's sister, which is Achesek Ukasai, still, since ultimately the second brother also ended up doing Yibin to the other sister, so even if that second one was the right Yavama, making the first one a problem of Achesek Ukasai, but again, it removes the Zika from his brother, and therefore permits him to his wife. And again, the issue that he did, it was wrong. But again, you don't have to make them divorce because now they're all permitted in their marriage. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, the Shema Mino, what we can learn from the beginning of the Mishnah, is that Kedushin She'ein Misurin Labir, regarding Kedushin, a betrothal, that can never come to fruition of having an intimate relationship. And that is because, as the Gemara assumes right now, that the Mishnah is talking about what's called Shaloi Hukr. And that is, at the time of Kedushin, he didn't know which one he's getting engaged to. For example, the Gemara thinks it's talking about a case where the man says, one of you two sisters are engaged to me. Now, both of these girls made a messenger to receive the Kedushin. Now, this is a type of a Kedushin that the end will never come to be, because each one has a suffix of an erva of a chaisisha, because we're not sure which one's the real wife, because it was an ambiguous statement, and which one's the sister of the wife. Now, from the fact that a Mishnah still says, Noisin get lazu, Emma Noisin get lazu, you have to divorce each one, so obviously, halachically, we view it as that one of them are engaged. It's just that because of the doubt, we don't know which one it is, so therefore you have to give a get to both of them. But what you see from that is, although this Kedushin will never come to be, that you see have a Kedushin, that it is a Kedushin. Now, as Rashi says, this is a machlik is a Bayer Rava in Masechtas Kedushin, and therefore, essentially, it should seem that we should prove from our Mishnah that it is a Kedushin, because it will never come to be. I think what it says, no, Hachmai Eskin, what we're talking about is Kisha Hukru. When at the time of Kedushin, he knew which one he's getting engaged to, and therefore it is Mr. Labia, it's a regular Kedushin, he has this woman that he's engaged to. Now, Ulab Saif Nisarva, but then they got mixed up. They looked to say, I don't remember which one it was. As the Gemara says, Dekanami Diktani, actually, a precise reading of the Mishnah seems to indicate this, where it says, Ve'eino Yedeya, that he doesn't know, which sounds like in the present moment he doesn't know. But like Ketani Ve'eino Yedeya, it doesn't say that he never knew, which would have sounded like that it was already mixed up from the time of the Kedushin. So Shema Minah, therefore we could hear from there that it's not a riot from our Mishnah, because it's not talking about Kedushin that was not Masalabi. It was Masalabi, it was a regular type of a Kedushin that just afterwards got mixed up. Now the Gemara asks, my Kamashma, what is our Mishnah teaching us? Now obviously, if it's talking about such a case, of course you need a get from both women, because you don't know which one is the true wife. So the Gemara says, Sefer Eschalei. No, the Sefer was, you're right, that component is not a Chiddush. It was the Sefer that was necessary where it said, Meis, if this man then dies, and he has one brother, we said, Chayitz Lishtein, then this man, the brother, does Chalitza to both. It says, Hayulishnaim, if he had two brothers, so Echad Chayitz V'Echem Yabim. One does Chalitza, and one does Yibim. Now, that the Chiddush, the Gemara is telling us, is the Davka Mechlitz. It has to be in that order where first the first brother does Chalitza to one, and then the Had Yibumi. Then the other brother does Yibim, and that's Memanav Shech, as we explained. Either way, he's not going to be encountering any problems. Because if it's the right Yivama, fine. If it's the Chais, if it's the sister, it's also not a problem because the Zika was already moved from the first brother. Ava Yavume, but first to have the first brother do Yibum Bereisha, and only then to have the second brother do Chalitza, that loy, that would not work, as we said, because then the first one that's doing Yibum may be the Kapoga Bachizakukasa, he might be encountering the sister of his Akuka, which is a prohibition, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You're right, it wasn't necessary to say the first half, because it's not talking about Kedushin Shenim Surin Labi, which would say that Chiddush, rather it's telling us the Chiddush in the order has to be first Chalitza and then Yibum. Now the Mishnah said a similar case when there was shnayim shekitrus de'achayis, not just one man that has this confusing situation, but two men that got engaged to one of the two sisters, one to one and one to the other. So on that, the Gemara again says shmam inoy kedushin shein misrun lebiav kedushin. You could infer from there that you can't get engaged, you can't consummate the relationship with either one of them, because maybe it's actually your wife's sister, and yet still it says that you're going to have to divorce them. Nothing more says, no, here it's also talking about where each one knew which one as he was getting engaged, but then later they got mixed up. Again, the same diyuk. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? And the Gemara says, here also, the chiddush was not for that part, it was for the end of that halacha, where it said, so if both of these men die, this one has one brother, this one has two brothers. So the Mishnah said, the one has one brother has to chalitz to both. The one has two brothers, the first one could do chalitza, and the second one could do yibam. Now, the question is, pshita, hayne reisha. The Gemara asks, what's the chiddush in that? That's the reisha of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah already said that if he has two brothers, one does chalitza, one does yibam. What's being included more in this case? That the Gemara says, no, ma de tema, I would have thought to say that here actually the second brother cannot do yibam. And the reason is, since one of these men has only a single brother, ligzer trei, we should make a gzera by the one that has two brothers, where there the second brother cannot do yibum. Why? Atuchad. Maybe because of the one that has one brother who doesn't have a second brother, maybe he will end up doing yibum just like he sees from the other man that one of his brothers is going to do yibum, and he might be encountering then achayisa kokasai. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush that would not concern the one with one brother, he does chalitza to both. The one with two brothers, one does chalitza, and the second one can do yibum. Now, another element of chiddush that we see in this case is that v'davka michlitz, it has to be precisely where the one that has the one brother, he has to do chalitza to both of them, and only then, as we already mentioned this chiddush from Rashi, v'hadi yibumi, and only then does the other one of the two brothers, after his first brother did chalitza to one of them, only then can he do yibum to the second sister. Avayivumi bereisha, but to have the one do yibum first, in other words, even after his brother did chalitza, but before the chalitza of the other man's single brother, even though his brother did chalitza to the other one, for him to do yibum to the sister, where although there's no problem of achayisa kukasai, because if it's his brother's yivama, then he's okay, and if it's not the yivama, his brother already took care of the other one, but still it's going to be a problem, and therefore loy, there in that type of case, he cannot do yibum. And the reason is because maybe actually, this is the woman that was engaged to the other man, who there the problem is the kapoga b'yivami lashuk. If he's going to do his yibum and the second sister, even after his brother first does chalitza, before the other single brother goes ahead and does chalitza to both, he might be encountering a yivama who didn't have chalitza yet. And that's because this individual brother of that other man actually might be zakuk to him. It might be his yivama. And that's something that we didn't learn in the Reish. And again, that's why we're mentioning the case of this. Again, although it's not a chiddush in the first half of the halacha, but there are chiddushim in the second half. Now the Mishnah said, lezeshnaim ulezeshnaim. If each one has two brothers, so then we said that each one has the first brother doing chalitza, and then the second brother, achav shalzeh, the brother of this one, is miyam chalitzaseh shalzeh, does yibum to the one of the other brother, from the other man's brother that did chalitza to that one. So now the Gemara is hasul amali. So what is this adding on more that we didn't know from the Mishnah? Hayinu hach. This is essentially the same thing that we said up until now, because the Reish already told us that when a person has two brothers, one does chalitza, one does yibum. So the same thing is over here, where by these two, one does chalitza, one does yibum. And this one that has two brothers, one does chalitza, one does yibum. Now the Gemara says no, because man did tame leagues. I would have thought to say that you make a gzeir in this case. That what? Dilma miyabim, maybe actually both of them will be doing yibum, meaning one of these brothers will do yibum to this woman, and one of the other man's brothers will do yibum to the other one, but like chalitza, without having the other one having had chalitza from the other one. And then each one is going to be encountering a safik yivam l'shuk and a safik of a chesu kukasai. Kamash malan, the chiddush is that would not go. Now Rashi clarifies, he says, what do you mean? The ratio was seemingly the same type of a case, and there we didn't say such a concern. He says, no, from there, where this one had one brother and this one had two brothers, where ultimately, there's only going to be one man, the second brother of one of the men is going to be the only one doing yibum. Now, since they're involved in chalitza of the other one, of his brother, so therefore they're going to remember, and they're not going to do yibum until the other single man does chalitza to both of them. But over here, and this explains what the chiddush is over here, since both of the women are ultimately going to be having yibum done to them, meaning from each second brother of each peer, one going to this family, one going to that family, they're going to say, what do we need chalitza for? We're each taking care of one of them. This one's going to have yibum from this family, this is going to have from this one to that family, and therefore we might come not to have chalitza done to the one that the other one afterwards does yibum to that. That's the chiddush kamash mulan, that we're not concerned from that, and that is, we could still have one do chalitza and the other one do yibum to the one that already had chalitza from the other family, and we're not concerned that if we're going to say, hey, I'm doing yibum anyways, hold off, you're not doing chalitza, which would make a problem of achayisu kukasi and for the halach of yivam l'shok, the chiddush is that we're not concerned with that. Now the Gemara asks a general question on this halacha. Ma'ishnam haditnam, why, how is this different than the Mishnah Chavav Amarav? Seemingly very similar type of case. It says, Arba Achim, four brothers, Shnai Mehen Nisun Shtei Achayis. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters. U'meisa Nisun Nisun Achayis. Now, the two brothers married to the sisters, they died without any children. So there the Mishnah says, Harei L'cheltzis V'lo Mesiyamis. So these two women that are falling for Yibum, that are both sisters, they have to do, the brothers have to do Chalitza to them, and not Yibum. Now, the Gemara there explains the reason is because of Zika. And that is, since both of them are zakuk to each one, now the first one that's going to try to do yibum, he's going to be encountering achayisu kukasai. It's the sister of his zakuk, which each zika bond is like a relationship, like a wife, and therefore no one could start the process of doing yibum to one of them because it's going to be encountering a quasi achayisisha. Now, what we see from that Gemara is that we don't say that let one of them do chalitza to one, and then thereby rejecting the zika that she has on his brother, and then let the second one do yibum, which seems to be the halacha of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said that both of them could do yibum after each one did chalitza to the sister. As we said, the achav shalzeh miyam chalitzase shalzeh. Now the difficulty is, why? We should say the same thing as that Mishnah in Arba Achin, where all of them have to have chalitza done to them, just like there. So why do we say that we can go ahead and the second one do yibum if we're having two sisters that are falling for two of the brothers? There we say they both have chalitza, and yet here we're saying that no, one does chalitza and the other one does yibum. Now, moreover, the question is, actually, in the Seifa over there in that Mishnah, on the Chavav, it says, im kadmu v'kansu, if in spite of that each brother goes and one says, I'll do yibum to that one, you'll do yibum to that one, it's yitziu, they have to divorce them. And yet here we say that if kadmu v'kansu, the emetzi miyadim. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two cases? We continue on top of Chavdal Med Aleph. Hasam, over there, actually both of them are zakuk to both of them. And that is, as the Gemara explains, Ilamandama, if you want, you could say like the opinion that says in Perek Dal Arachin, that the reason why you can't do yibum even to one of them is because yesh zika, that because there's a certain bond, which is almost like a marriage. So then yesh zika, so then there's a bond. And that is, from the all the way in the beginning, the first one that starts is Aser, because he can't do Yibum, it's Achayisu Kukasai. Now, moreover, even when one does Chalitza to one, and thus removing the Zika, that will not allow the sister to the other one, because any Yavama that at one point in time became Aser on the Yibum, for the Yavama on the Avam, even after the Nefila, that the Isra only became then, it's like an Eishas Achshesh Labanam, and she's forever forbidden. And therefore, since at the time of the Nefila, you have these two sisters that are both Yavamas, that are falling, each one now creates intrinsic Yisurim in the other one, because each one now is Achayisik Akasai, and they're Aser. And if it's Aser, so that's it, Yibum is over, game over, they're Eishas Achshesh Labanam, and that's why over there you can't do one brother doing chalitza, one do yibum. Because even if you do chalitza, it's not going to help the other brother. That she's always forbidden on him. And v'ilamandam, if you want to go like the other opinion over there, that the reason why it's aser is because it's aser levat mitzvah yavmin. That's why you have to do chalitza to both and you can't do yibum. So then it's because aser levat mitzvah yavmin. It's forbidden to be levat mitzvah yibum. And that is if, as the Gemara explains, that if one does yibum to one, maybe in the interim, the other brother, maybe there's no zik, there's no bond. So it's not like a chayis ishtar. So good, so let one person do yibim to one, and the other one do yibim to the other sister. Problem is because if one does yibim to one, in the interim, if the other one dies, the other brother, then that means the remaining sister that didn't have yibim chalitza dantar will just be removed from the mitzvah by default because now she's a chayis ishtar because he already married the other sister. And that comes out, that will be by default, passively rejecting the mitzvah of yibum without having done yibum chalitza, and that's forbidden to do that. Now, since it becomes forbidden no matter what the reason is, because bitl mitzvah yavamin, so it's us at that moment. So again, even if one will do chalitza to one, then the there's no more concern for the second one. It doesn't make a difference because already at the time of the fila, there was an iser eshes ach, where she wasn't eligible for yibam, at least rabbinically, because of not being mevatel mitzvah yavamin. So that's why it's a problem. However, hacha over here, in the case that we're discussing in our Mishnah, where this woman that is forbidden to him, we don't let him go ahead and marry her. And the reason is because maybe she's a chesuk ukasai, but she wasn't a yevama, meaning the only way she's a chesuk ukasai, if he's getting the right one, so of course it's a good relation. The only reason why we say he cannot do yibam is because maybe it's actually the sister of the yevama. Now, that would make it not her as the yevama, because his brother only married one of the women. Now, once that issa gets removed of a chesuk ukasai, because the sister, who maybe is the true yevama, which would make it a problem for him to do yibam to this one, once his brother does chalitza, that zika gets removed. Now, this woman's totally permitted because she's not an eshes ach. She was never married to the brother. The only reason why she was forbidden is because maybe the other one was diavama, making her a chesuk ukasai, and you can't marry the sister of the one that's zakuk to you. And therefore, now that it was only a suffix of a chesuk ukasai, we're not going to remove her, even if both of them go ahead and marry, which we said, no, one for sure first do chalitza and the other one do yibam to the other one, is because chachad v'chad, emer didekom misramule. Each one could say that I'm the one that married the yavama. And therefore, even if it was kodmu v'kansu, where maybe that you didn't get the yavama, maybe you got the chesuk ukasai, but be that as it may, you're not married to an iser eshes ach shesh labanim. Over there, it's not just going to be a violation of a chesuk ukasai, where once the brother goes and does yibam to the other one, it will remove that and you have a regular marriage. In the case of the Mishnah Dav Chavav, there after the fact, you're married to an iser erva of esh ach shesh akaris, because the problem of a chesuk ukasai is a permanent damage to the heter of yibum. And the yavama that doesn't have the heter because it's a chesuk ukasai, so then she remains forever forbidden and she remains an iser esh ach shesh akaris. That's why that's a problem. But over here, where again, it's a doubtful case of a chesuk ukasai, where even if it was violated, at the most, it was only a temporary violation, but once it gets removed, he can stay married to her, and that's why the halacha is, first of all, we could say the first one does chalitza and the second one could do yibam, because, again, once the first one does chalitza, it's not a chesuk ukasai anymore, and it's not like the Mishnah al-Av Chavav, where once you're a chesuk ukasai, even if that zika gets removed, it doesn't make a difference because she was a yavama, it was where both were falling. Here, where there's only one falling, and the second one could do yibam in Malam Shach. And if even both of them jumped and got married, either way, once both get do yibam, it's going to be removing a chesuk ukasai retroactively, and therefore, they could both stay married. Now, the Mishnah concluded and said, regarding the case where if the brothers of the first pair went and both, they did chalitza to both of them. It's like, we don't know who's who, and they did chalitza. Then the halacha of the Mishnah said, so then the brothers of the second pair, one should still do chalitza, and the second one do yibam. Now, that the Mishnah said that kadmu v'kantzu emaitzin. If both of them jumped and they said, oh, these two guys, they did chalitza to both, we're going to do yibam to both of them. So then the Mishnah said, emaitzin. So Tana Shila, Shila learned, he taught, Vafilish name Kohanim. Even if both of these brothers, they were a family of Kohanim, now what comes out is, that's a big chiddush, because he's saying that even though one of the brothers definitely married a chalutza, because one of these women was not the brother's wife, it was actually the married to the other man. And that means the two brothers that did chalitza to both women, one of them was really a chalutza. So now, the Mishnah said that Kod Mushnayim v'chaltzu, and then the second brothers both went and married them, so even though they're Kahanim, what Shila's teaching, even though a Kohen is marrying Chalutza, still they don't have to remove them from marriage. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? It's forbidden for a Kohen to marry Chalutza. So the Gemara answers, Chalutza that's forbidden to a Kohen is only Drabban. It's only Issa Drabbanan. And here, where by each kayin, it's only the Sabek Chalutza. It's only a doubtful case of Chalutza, because each one, you don't know if he's marrying the Chalutza. Maybe he's doing Gibim to the one that's the true Yavama. And therefore, when it's only a Safik Chalutza, like Gazab Rabbanan, we didn't make an Isra Rabbanan, Usr in the case of doubt, to then require them to divorce them. Now that the Gemara says, is that really true? But Chalutza Rabbanan is the Isra Chalutza, where a woman was divorced not from a marriage but rather from a case of yibam, it's only rabbinic. But by the time when the braisa, the pasuk miyikra says gerusha, where the pasuk says gerusha meisha lo yikachu, that a kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. Now, ainly ala grusha, the Bryce says, I would only know a woman that's divorced from a marriage. Chalutz minayin, when she's divorced from yibum, how do you know? Tamalim ve'isha, the pasuk there says that ve'isha grusha me'isha le'kachut. So it says the term isha coming to include him in the chalutza. So you see that it's biblical. So how are you saying that's only rabbinic? If it's biblical, then that's a suffix deraisa. So you should have to make him get divorced from one of these women. I think Moran says number drabonu, it's actually only a drabonon. The cross machtav amhu, the pasuk is only an allusion to this rabbinic halacha. It's not a full drasha gemur making it biblical. And therefore, the chiddush is that even though both are kahanim and it's each one is maybe married to the chalutza, but since it's only a suffix, is drabonon, we don't require them to divorce their wives and vimkadmu kansu.